it's probably about 20, 25 foot spaces, I think. Difficult to kind of know the measurements without kind of seeing, I guess, the photos from the day. But it's a solid kind of solid winter swell for Cornwall. And the crib is obviously kind of Cornwall's premier big wave kind of spot. So it was pretty solid and powerful conditions today.
And you were taking it in turns, weren't you? So I'm guessing you were on the board, were you, at the time? So
we kind of did, you know, three or four waves each. And obviously it's my time. It was my turn to surf, so I'd caught a wave and come off the back of it, and then Rob, you know, trails behind with the ski to obviously get a safe pickup and then get out of the way for the many waves that are behind us.
And what happened to the jet ski? You think it was mechanical failure then?
Complete power cut off. It just Rob turned around to me and just said all the power's gone, and then obviously a wave kind of hit us from behind, and we tried to hold on to the sled so that we could obviously hold on to the, you know, the jet ski and the sled. We had a safety driver out there as well, a backup jet ski, so that if there was any kind of mechanical issues that they could come and rescue us. But unfortunately, we was just in a bad position, so he couldn't get to us in time before obviously, you know, a couple of waves you know hit us and washed the ski into the rocks.
You've both, I mean, so clearly you travelled the world. You've seen bigger waves, no doubt. Have you ever had anything like this before? Have you ever found yourself in those dicey conditions?
No, I mean, it's like the size of the waves isn't anything that we haven't surfed many, many, many times before. But surfed, you know, both myself and Rob Fowley have surfed waves considerably bigger. But it was purely a mechanical issue with the jet ski in a bad place that led to today's event.
And how did you get back to shore?
Safety jet ski come and picked myself and Rob up. It took us round the headland where we could get in at a safe place. And then we walked over to the headland to see if the jet ski was in a position that could kind of be freed from. But unfortunately, it was in the worst place possible in between a set of rocks where it was just obviously getting smashed into that gully and there was no way of it coming out.